I am currently having the time of my life preparing a study for a small group that I'm teaching on Psalm 23. Oh, yeah, I know Psalm 23, you'll say. Very familiar with that, yes. It's played every time there's a funeral service. And I would have thought the same thing until I started looking at it. And as I said to someone I was speaking to the other day, I thought, well, if I'm going to actually do an exposition on this psalm, I'd better start to read it. So I started The Lord, and I got no further. I was stuck on that word, Lord. And ever since then, God has been opening up what that is saying at the beginning of Psalm 23. Because, you know, our versions do not do justice to what the original language said. And here we have a magnificent name for God that just, if I may use the phrase, blows your mind about the size of him and the fact that he is creator and we are created. He is the shepherd. And we are the sheep. Is it not very common these days that we get this whole thing upside down? That he is at our disposal to do what we want, to bring to pass the things we have for our lives planned? No, no, no. He is restoring the creator-creature relationship. Lovingly, he's saying, I came and sought you, not the other way round. Everything comes in the same way. He reveals himself to us, and we say, yes, Lord. How are you doing with that one this morning?